Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and a baby. The goal here is to encourage you to get to the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. Deep down inside, every woman wants to look her best. But are you aware that being an attractive wife meets one of your husband's greatest needs? On today's podcast, we'll talk about why dropping those pregnancy pounds isn't just for your benefit, it's for your spouse's, next on Losing Weight After Baby. Well, at the outset of the podcast, I want to encourage you to call the feedback line 206-337-0393 for any questions and comments about the podcast. We always love hearing from you. I'll probably hear about this podcast because today, ladies, I am going to tread on dangerous ground. I realize that. I am going to encourage you to lose your pregnancy pounds for your husband. Okay, already the arguments are beginning in your mind. I should do it for myself, not for anyone else. Who is he to tell me how to look? After all, he's much fatter than I am anyway. Or how about this one? He should love me exactly as I am. Or the classic, men are pigs. Well, ladies, I want to relate a story to kind of bring my perspective to you. It's found in Dr. Willard Harley's excellent book, which I referred to on the last podcast, His Needs, Her Needs. It's a story about a woman named Nancy. And at 26 years old and 190 pounds, Nancy seldom had dates, four in the last 2 years to be exact, and no callbacks. Even though she had a charming personality and many interests, few men wanted to see her. One day, Nancy decided she had to make a change. She wanted to marry, and she was tired of her job. She thought, if I had someone to take care of me, I could quit the job and stay home. I'd like that. As her first tactic in achieving that goal, Nancy enrolled in an exercise program, went on a diet, and lost 80 pounds. With 80 pounds gone and other improvements, Nancy became a real knockout. And after 8 months, a man named Harold proposed, and she said yes. She had achieved her goal with great speed. Now, fast forward the tape. 5 years later, this same couple are seeing a marriage counselor. Harold says, the first thing she did after we got married was to quit her job. Then she stayed home eating like mad all day. She blew up like a balloon. In 1 year, she gained 100 pounds and was up to 210. Have you said anything about her weight? Dr. Harley asked. Yes, many times. In fact, it's a sore point between us. She just says, I want you to love me for who I am. If you'd love me and accept me unconditionally, then I could easily lose the weight. You can feel for this guy Harold, can't you, ladies? He thought he signed up for a certain thing, this wife that he was attracted to, and then once they married, she blew up, and he just thought, where did she go? Now, how important is an appearance anyways? Like she said, you know, if the person really loves me, shouldn't they love however I look? Let me tell you a little bit about what Dr. Harley says about the man's need for an attractive spouse. I think it's said really well. The section title is, Why All the Fuss About Looking Good? By calling for a wife to be attractive, he writes, I mean she should take pains to look something like the woman her husband married. After all, that was the woman he fell in love with, not a movie star or some other fantasy. Does this mean a woman must stay eternally young? Of course not. But getting older provides no excuse for letting weight creep up and up and up, not fixing your hair, and dressing like a bag lady. Okay, we've just had babies, and we kind of know what that whole bag lady looks like, don't we, ladies? With a baby, and when you're nursing, and you're feeding around the clock, you're not sleeping enough, it is very easy to let your appearance go. I will totally grant you that. You're home, you figure who is going to see you if you're in sweats, if you're not wearing makeup, if your hair hasn't been done in days. I totally understand that, and I definitely did this. And this, to me, is acceptable the first couple weeks after baby is born. But there reaches a point where your baby is, you know, so many months old, and you've got to start making a little bit of a fuss about your appearance. My husband is a real estate agent, so he's home a lot during the day, and then he's gone in the evenings or on the weekends, so a lot of times we see each other in the day, and I realized, I'm not really looking that great at home, you know, no makeup, sweats, hair's a mess. And then I realized this is kind of how my husband sees me every day. This is not a good thing, because just think, ladies, if we were to go to lunch, or actually, let me say it this way. If we were to go to Walmart and see perfect strangers, at least we'd put on, or I would at least put on a little bit of eyeliner, make my ponytail a little bit neater, wear some clothes that match, and I'd go out to see perfect strangers. So why wouldn't I take that same care to see my husband? I mean, he is supposedly the most important person in my entire life. So I want to challenge you, ladies, even if you're home with baby, take an extra 10 minutes. I'm not talking about 2 hours in front of the mirror flat ironing your hair. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about an extra 10 minutes to do your makeup, pull your hair together, and choose clothes that match and are as flattering as possible with the way your body looks right now. Dr. Willard Harley continues to write, "When a man looks at his wife and is disappointed by what he sees, it puts him in a terrible bind." You know, just think of that man Harold in our story. First, he starts thinking that the physical attraction he once felt for her has probably gone forever. Second, he tends to notice other women, especially nice-looking women, which makes him feel guilty. Such a husband may never wander into an affair, but he remains vulnerable. A wife can guard against these dangers by making a reasonable effort to stay attractive. Let me let you in on a secret, lady. The best way to stay attractive is to lose the weight. It doesn't matter what you have been gifted with in terms of your hair color, your eyes, your figure. Are you petite? Are you tall? Are you big boned? Are you small boned? If you will lose your pregnancy weight, you will look better. Your appearance will be fabulous and you will look so attractive to your husband. The best thing you can do for your husband in terms of your appearance is lose your baby weight. And guess what? It's great for your health, it's great for your baby, and it's great for your self-esteem too. I love this anonymous quote, "An attractive woman is made, not born." And any of you have seen like the before and after pictures of models before and after they have their makeup on, you can kind of see where that comes from. But you know, we can make ourselves attractive too, can't we? With makeup, with a new haircut, with losing, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, whatever it is. Another thing that is so attractive is a smile. My mother smiles all the time. You almost cannot see my mother without her smiling. She is the most joyous person that I've ever met in my life, and that many people that know her have said, you know, how is she so happy? And you know, moms, when we wear a smile with our baby, with our husband, as we go out to the grocery store, it makes us attractive. And it also, guess what? It encourages us, doesn't it, to have a positive attitude about life. So remember, attractiveness is what you do with what you have. And give your husband that gift of being attractive. Work hard to lose those pregnancy pounds, because that is the best gift you can give him for Father's Day, to say, you know what, honey, I am going to work hard. And in 6 months, you're going to look at me and I'm going to have that. I'm going to lose the pregnancy pounds and you will see that me that you saw before we had this baby. So I really want to encourage you to do that. So today for your action step, I'm going to ask you 3 questions. The first one is, do I take my husband's need for me to be attractive seriously? If not, why not? And by seriously, I mean that you would actually do something about it. So you'd realize, you know, it's important for my husband to have an attractive wife, for him to feel that same attraction he felt for me when we married. You know, I need to do something so that when he looks at me, he has those same feelings. So do you take your husband's need for you to be attractive seriously? Second, how much care do I take about the way I look? How is my figure? I just want you to take a simple self-assessment. You could even look in the mirror right now. How much care do you take on a daily basis with how you look? How's your figure? You know, are there things that you need to do in terms of exercise and diet to help? And maybe 5 to 10 minutes of makeup and prep. And then the third thing I want you to do is I want you to sit down with some photos of yourself and your husband from your dating days. I know it's a throwback. And your wedding day. And then I want you to compare the way you look in those photos to the way you look today. And I know some of you are going to laugh and your hair is going to be so different and your body's going to be different. And just see, you know, have you put on a lot of pounds? Maybe you look even better. Who knows? But I want you to compare the way you look today with the way you looked on your wedding day. And I want you to ask yourself, do I need to make some changes? Are there some changes that I need to make so that I can look more like the woman that my husband fell in love with and married on that wonderful, wonderful day? Well, I'm going to make it a little personal, ladies. And on my website, I'm going to post a picture of myself and my husband, James, on our wedding day, which was about 9 years ago, 9.5 years ago. And I'm going to also put with it a picture of us from this year. So you can kind of see me then and now. And as you can see, I look, you know, similar. My hair's a whole lot longer, but I look similar. So the point being is, moms, work hard. You can do it. You can look like the same person your husband married. If you take care with your appearance and you work hard to lose the weight, your husband will appreciate it and will be the best Father's Day you can give to him. And for you ladies who are listening out there who may not have a husband, perhaps you are trying to catch a husband, like the lady in our story, in losing the weight, you will catch him. And I do want to encourage you to keep that weight off, okay? Don't be like that lady who, after she got her husband and got to quit her job, just sat around eating bonbons. Okay, you have to promise me that. Well, ladies, next week we will continue our talk about how we can lose weight and improve our family life. Until then, be an example to your kids. Overcome your complacency about fitness and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.